In the liturgy of the church, we are celebrating today the memorial of Saint Bernard of Clairvaux, the founder of the Cistercian order, a doctor of the church. The gospel today gives us one of the most popular images of the kingdom of God, that of a wedding feast, a banquet. And in the parable that we have just heard, the king had a wedding feast for his son, and he, of course, invited all the people he knew who were part of his kingdom, who in one way or another had a relationship with him. But we know the rest of the story. Some of those invited refused to come. We were told that they were busy with the business, with their work, or probably preferred to do something else. What does this tell us about our own discipleship? Well, in virtue of our own baptism, we have all been incorporated to the kingdom of God. And as part of the kingdom, we are all invited to the great feast of heaven, to the table of discipleship. The question is, how do we respond to the invitation of the King? Are we too busy to care for the invitation of God? Is our business more important than the King's invitation? Is there something that undermines the call to discipleship? If I would be asked to choose between the invitation of God and the things and these things that I truly value, what would I choose? We all know that there's a lot of things that could distract us from the King's invitation. It can be work, it can be material things, it can be a form of addiction, or sometimes it can even be relationships or people that we hold so dear in our hearts, but we put them at the top echelon rather than putting God in there. What is it that hinders you to commit 100% to the invitation of God to follow Him? But one thing that really grabbed my attention in the gospel today is that I was really stunned when some of those invited guests did not just say no, but also killed the servants or the messengers of the king. What was that about? Well, you know, there are times when the invitation of God is so opposed to what we believe and value that one pretends that God doesn't exist anymore. If I remember a few years ago, I preached on a very sensitive topic that was going on in the church, and I did not preach any kind of heresy. But after Mass, somebody told me and said, "Father, I didn't really agree with what you say. I know that the things that you mentioned are all teachings of the church, but I could not accept it. I don't think I will be back." Well, you know, there's just things that, you know, sometimes people are not prepared yet to accept, especially the truth of the gospel. But we should always stand our ground, because we are not here to preach our own opinions, but rather that of the gospel. And sometimes, as what Jesus says, I did not come to, well, he said, I did not come to just maintain the equilibrium, but to divide sometimes is necessary in order for people to be united in the end. That's the thing. There is that desire sometimes to totally eliminate God, because to deal with God is to make one realize how messed up our life is. Or to be open to the gospel means that I have to change my priorities, to give up my sinful ways and vices, and I cannot just do that. And the tendency is just to pretend that God doesn't exist so that I can continue with whatever addiction, sinful lifestyle that I find my fleeting happiness into. I have to get rid of the messenger so that the message does not get to me. That's what happens in the gospel today. What are the things that hinder us to truly be excited in responding to the invitation of our King?